if you remove the fear of poverty, you also remove the motivation to work. And that's one of the major issues. And this doesn't necessarily always happen with every single generation. So, you know, for my family, we benefited from social programs to a certain extent. But my grandmother, who was basically taking care of me up until I was around 9, 10, or 11, because my mom was working, because my mom, you know, was now a single mother and she was working. My grandmother took care of me for a good portion of my life, and she received some social benefits. But my grandmother was the hardest working woman I know. So those benefits were very much temporary. My grandmother has an eighth grade education. She came from a very, very poor family in the poorest state, in the poorest county in the country. And but she always taught us the value of hard work. And not only did she teach it, she also valued it. And which is why she made sure that she put the girls through college to make sure that they could provide for their families one day. So this value of hard work was always a part of our family. And my grandmother never wanted the next generation or the generation after that to have to benefit from social programs. It was always a temporary means to an end. It was never supposed to be long term. And I saw this with some other families in my community as well. But I also saw, on the other hand, as you've noted, people who took advantage of the system in a lot of ways, people who didn't have the values that my family and some of the other families in my community had. And what eventually happened is you saw a cycle of poverty over and over again, where people were continually going back, taking advantage of these programs, and they would even live very reckless lifestyles without fear of consequences, because they knew that they had a safety net that wasn't originally meant for them. It wasn't meant for people who lived a reckless lifestyle and who made bad decisions, or, you know, and everybody makes bad decisions. I'm not trying to put my family on the pedestal or other families on the pedestal just because, but I do think that if you fear that there are going to be severe consequences to your actions, you're very careful about a lot of the decisions that you make, and you're more motivated to make sure that you get an education and you go to work and you do everything that you can to provide for your family. But if you remove, if you keep that safety net there, people lose that motivation to work and lose that motivation to make good decisions.